For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with lead organizer of Kyoto Fun Days, Andy Conrad. Do you see the second dance there on Saturday?
Well, at 4:30, it kind of shifts then, and the Kyoto Alumni Banquet will be held. They have a cocktail hour from 4:30 to 5:30 at the VFW. Then the banquet is at 6 p.m. down at the Kyoto Main Gym. Then after that, this is something new this year. They just put it together at last minute, but they will be having a reception after the banquet at Legacy Acres, and Hard Barney, the band, will be playing out there. It's open to the public. And if you go to the banquet, your banquet ticket gets you into the dance. Otherwise, there is a $10 charge to get into the Hard Barney dance, and proceeds of that will go to the Alumni Association to help fund their future banquets. There's always a group in town that is looking for money, and we try to incorporate something into the fun days every year to help somebody out. Last year, for instance, we're building a veterans memorial in Kyoto, and it was geared towards that. We had an auction and things for that, and this year it's going to be the alumni banquet. So we're going to try to help them out a little bit and have some good times.
And that banquet and the dance, I would suppose, too, that sounds kind of like a reunion.
It is. They encourage a lot of the classes that went to the Kyoto School to have their class reunions this weekend, and they used to do it on Memorial Day weekend, and little towns tend to have graduation parties and people go camping. It kind of gets to be a ghost town, and these things tend to attract people that don't live around. And when they come home, they want something to do, so we decided that maybe by incorporating the alumni banquet with the fun days, and it's been a very good relationship, partnership. People have something to do. We've had a lot of good compliments. You know, when people come from out of town, they see everybody now, where before it was kind of like, well, what are we going back to Kyoto for? Nobody's around. So it's a very good partnership. It's helped their attendance a lot, and it's helped the fun days a lot. So.
Was that last year or just the past few years that you started that?
I think this will be the third year that we've had it that way. And it, like I said, it's really worked out well. So I think that's what we'll plan for the future. And I think a lot of small communities have been doing that that still have active alumni associations. They're trying to incorporate it with other activities that go on same weekend type thing.
Makes sense.
Been a real positive experience.
Any other activities that you'd like to touch on going on Saturday?
I think that pretty much winds it up. That's a full 48 hours there for me. So
Sure. Well, I think that's probably enough.
Yeah. So, just come on over to Kyoto, and rain or shine, we're going to be doing something over here. So,
we had talked earlier about something you were borrowing from a company out of Sigourney.
Oh, yes. On Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3, Mifon Maine in Sigourney has purchased a water balloon launcher. And they're actually, to me, when it's blown up, it looks like a small bridge. And you've got people on either side, and they get three water balloons, and they get to launch them across at the people across from them or whatever. It's kind of comical to watch. And proceeds from that event are going to the Kyoto Bathroom in the Park project. They're trying to get new bathrooms built in at Wilson Park here. It looks like a lot of fun. I'm putting some pictures of it up tonight on our Facebook page. So, you know, if you're looking for any other information about the fun days, just Facebook Kyoto Fun Days, and we have a little page there, and we'll have updates on events and goings on.
Well, and besides maybe a chance for a thunderstorm Friday, things are looking pretty decent.
Yeah, and I think it's supposed to cool off just a little bit, so a little better than 93 today. So,
right. Well, we'll hope for some beautiful weather this weekend in Kyoto. Begins Thursday and then continues through Saturday. Andy, thank you so much for joining me. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with organizer of Kyoto Fun Days, Andy Conrad, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.